Good afternoon, Paladin Signs and Graphics. This is Sean. How can I help you?
Hey, good afternoon, Sean. Is Paul available?
No, he's not.
Okay. Is there maybe somebody else in the office that helps him with some of the financing? Maybe a CFO or office manager?
I'm probably going to be the closest thing to that.
Got it. Well, my name is Russell, and I'm calling from the Bank of Cardiff. I'm just trying to touch base here with Paul coming towards the end of the year. We specialize here in equipment financing and working capital, and just trying to see what his upcoming plans or projects are. They're going to need some funding.
Right now, actually, we don't. We're trying to get out of as many builds as we can.
Got it. Okay, well, is there maybe a better time of the year, maybe into next year, for me to check back in with you guys and just see where you're
usually
at?
Usually, when we're on an upswing and we're like, oh, we could use this or that or the other, we're looking probably at the beginning of April or so is when the season
springtime
really kicks up for us. Yeah, that's really when it kicks off. It's like, the wintertime is really hard on us, and then springtime, it's we can't go fast enough. So
got it.
It sucks. It's a push and pull of things.
Yeah, absolutely. There's the fluctuation in the seasons and everything. So
yep.
All right, well, so you said springtime is going to probably be your busy season. So if I were to give you guys a call, maybe say in, how about February, just for a little bit of planning? And then that way we can just see, if anything's coming up or if anything, maybe it starts a little early for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it. And when that time comes, do you usually, pick up more equipment, or would you be going more towards the capital route and trying to expand your inventory?
Well, it kind of depends on what the objectives are. For me, in my perspective right now, I'm trying to hold on to cash.
Yeah.
I'm all about capital. So
absolutely.
It really kind of depends on one of our big customers, what they're going to do with us.
Got it.
If they're going to expand their operation and want us to take a bigger bite out of it for them and give us some more business, then we may be looking at having to get another truck, even if it was a small truck. I would need some kind of a truck to get out and put light bulbs on and ballast and get out in the field with an extra guy. So
do you guys sell it? Is it the large commercial printers that you guys sell?
No. We do. We actually install signs. We're doing like neon signs billboards, that kind of stuff. So, or channel letter signs in the front of most all, strip malls and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or we build cabinets, that kind of stuff.
Okay.
That's what we do, yeah.
So you manufacture those as well as, you do need the trucks to be able to get them to their location and everything.
Yeah, exactly, and get them up, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind me asking, what's your guys' sales looking like last year? Because our working capital loans are based entirely off of sales. I mean, there's a few other small factors, but we're typically able to free up 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, and that's why I ask.
$1.2 million.
Got it. Okay. So like I said, about 10 to 15% of that. So if that's what you're looking for, I mean, that's what we can get you.
Okay.
So, like I said, come February, I'll definitely be getting back into contact with you guys. In the meantime, is there a good email for me to shoot over my contact info?
Yeah, send it to me, and then I can get it to Jason, which is the owner, really.
Got it.
Paul's a silent partner, and there's Jason, who's never here, too. So,
they're
both silent. just send it to me, Sean, Shawn, at paladinsigns.com. And so you guys do the capitalization as well?
Yeah. So, we specialize here. We've been, in business about 14 years now. And, basically we're working strictly with equipment finance. And then as of recently, after 2008, we started doing the working capital loans. And that's actually become a very large amount of what we end up actually selling at this point.
Just curious, if I needed a $50,000 capitalization, how does that normally work with you guys?
Well, so our process is, we have a small one-page application, and then, the other requirements that we take with that is we're going to need, 6 months of bank statements as well as your most recent tax return. And then depending on if you guys take credit cards and, how much of your sales go through credit cards, sometimes we do require, 4 months of merchant statements. But that's
very tiny amount. Most of the people are just paying by check here.
Got it. And if that's the case, then we can completely disregard the merchant statements, and it's just the one-page app, 6 months banks, and then, like I said, just most recent tax return.
Send that over anyway. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to forward this directly to the owner.
Great.
And I'll say, hey, give it an option if we get real tight in money and, the first part of January and stuff, what we need to do now.
Got it.
Get this going kind of
and
thing.
Do you have a bank that you currently do try to get capital out from, or Are you kind of just shopping around?
I would say I'm just shopping around for my own. I think that they've got a loan through WebBank.
Okay. Yeah, let's see.
And they're about to pay that off. And so
in our database, it shows that you guys did get some, I think it looks like some capital from Alltech Capital Services, I think a couple
of
years ago.
That's our lease.
Okay.
Yeah, we still lease that truck.
Oh, okay. That's what you have on the truck currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can definitely shoot that info over to you right now. Like I said, it's just that one application and then, you know, that short list of other documents that we require. And then if you want to just forward that over to whomever needs it, that's great.
And then I'll let him make decisions of who, what, and when. But we got to have the tool in the toolbox. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yeah. Perfect.
Okay, great. And how long have you guys been in business for?
5 years.
5 years? Okay.
Going on six, I think.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Nice, and things have been going pretty well that whole time. Then you guys have just been steadily growing.
I wouldn't say that. It's been push and pull, and you know,
a bit of a roller coaster.
It's been a roller coaster for sure. Now I think we're kind of on the upswing. We were reorganized. I don't know, about 6 months ago. We had a guy come in and I think they called Global Resources, and they came in and looked at our books and looked at our structure and redid everything. We had to get rid of a couple of people that we need to get rid of.
Got it. Bit of a downside.
Looked at our assets and said, okay, here's your assets. Okay, this is good. Okay, this is bad. Take these out. And here's your liabilities. Okay, let's consolidate this and capitalize that. And they just kind of went through everything with us and really made us the right size. You know.
Got it.
So it gave us a plan to go forward and conquer. So, it's all good. So I'm looking at things now and going, okay, things are starting to slow down. We're starting to see that. So, you know, I don't know what tools are in the president's toolbox, but I don't have those. I do what I'm told. So,
absolutely. You got to do in it. You know, you got right state of mind then for sure.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's – it's just are the rates agreeable? Can we pay it back? You know, the one that we have now is very expensive. That we're, like I said, we're almost paid off. So
yeah.
And it's ready for round two, so we can go into the year swinging. That's where we're positioning ourselves.
Absolutely. And as you said, you know, with that busy season coming up around, you know, March, April time, do you guys do any sort of marketing for that, or is it just kind of word of mouth?
No, we're already – bought and paid for by these national companies.
Okay.
So usually now we have a small amount of what I'll call outside local sales, and I think it probably amounts to about $100,000 a year. It's not
a
great amount.
Got
it. And that's what we're kind of focused on. We want to really. That's the one place I can expand in, and we're working on that. Trying to get some indoor signage going for next year, and we're starting to. We're about to do a job for the city of Fort Worth, so we're hoping that'll open avenues there too. Once you get in with the city, then you know other cities will go, oh yeah, we got this project over here. Can you come over here and do this?
Yeah, absolutely. It starts to generate a bigger customer.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I'm focusing on anyway. So
okay. And you said you currently have the one loan out with what was the name of the business again?
I want to say it's WebBank.
Okay, WebBank. That's right, and you're close to paying that one off.
Yeah, they're about to pay it off.
Got it. And that one would be done, you know, before this newest one.
Oh yeah, I would.
Okay,
say.
Got it. Okay, well yeah, I'll be sure to shoot you over that application right now, and then we'll be in contact. What's a good time for me to follow up with you and give you another call?
Give me a call here in a couple of weeks, about 2 weeks.
Okay, great. Yeah, so about 2 weeks' time, I'll for sure give you another call. And then
I'll let you know if he's gotten back, got time to look at it, or what he's got plans or whatever. I'll be able to communicate that to you.
Absolutely. Well, we'll be in touch. It's been great talking to you. Like I said, about 2 weeks' time, we'll get back in touch, and you know, I'll give you another call, Sean.
All right, I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. You have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye.